Jeff, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Sure. So now I've been getting into a high performance planner book. And what's interesting about the high performance planner is not only the mindset questions that it asks you in the sidebar in the beginning and the ending of your day, but the other part is that I've actually tried scheduling the tasks that I need to do instead of just making a huge to-do list and hoping that I'll get through them. And what happens is that I end up scheduling a lot less tasks during the day, but I am scheduling actual time to get them done, so I actually become more productive as a result.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
I would say it would be to niche down and then niche down again. So I'm a digital marketer, and in digital marketing, there are a bunch of services that you can give a client between social media marketing, content marketing, paid ads, you know, all that stuff. And if you try to go too far and too wide in your service offerings, you end up not being great at any one of them. So by niching down into a certain skill set and then niching down in, again into a target market, what that helps you do is to create much better service for a much better focused target group, and you're able to get more done.
Who is your ideal client?
My ideal client today are business people, entrepreneurs, influencers, and authors and coaches that are looking to start a podcast and need a strategic podcast production service that'll help them through everything from articulating the concept of what their podcast is going to be about all the way through to execution and producing more episodes.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
That is a really good question. I would say the most courageous thing I did this year was I fired my largest client because they were being too much of a pain to deal with. They were taking me too far off of my core business. And frankly, I wasn't able to do great work for them or for anyone else for that matter. So by firing them, it actually freed up enough energy and enough time that I could go back and focus on my core offering and do great work for the clients that do love the work that I do for them.
Jeff, what is the biggest misconception about you?
I like to tell people that I have a toxic personality to 2 out of 10 people that I meet. And I find that some people love the way that I have a no-filter approach. They love the way that I approach strategic thinking. But I realize that my way of doing things is not great for everybody. So I accept the fact that some people are just not going to like the Jeff way of doing things. And what that does is once I'm able to identify them, I'm able to go back to focusing on the people that really do love and appreciate the work I do for them.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents. You know, I was the kid that stuttered in high school, and now I have a podcast. I've interviewed over 200 guests, and I'm still trying to figure out what will be the best way in order to capitalize on that. So one of those talents, first of all, is to get all those people through the door and get them processed. The other part is actually getting the word out for their episodes as well so that it could be mutually beneficial.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
What I do there is, first of all, I stop and take a deep breath. If I never answer an email in anger, I never answer a phone call when I'm stressed, I usually take the time to take a deep breath, step back, go for a walk, and try to figure out, okay, what's the best way to approach this? And what I found is it really helps me bring clarity, first of all, into not making a stupid mistake or answering a client in the wrong tone or give them the wrong answer. I'm usually able to give them a better answer and better options because of this.
Do you have any pet peeves?
my pet peeves are mostly when people come to me and they don't come prepared. So, for example, if you want to engage, you know, like a digital marketer, you know, for a business idea, it's a really good idea to have your idea articulated first before you start hitting me up for how much do my services cost or, you know, what can I do for them. It really, you know, each one of my services are rather customized. So I like to know that the person who I'm dealing with actually has a game plan in place first that I can help them execute.
Is there any product that you can't live without?
Right now, the product that I cannot live without is Teamwork. It's teamwork.com. It's a project management tool, and it's the tool that I use to manage all the different contractors and clients that I have in my business, namely because it doesn't matter to me whether you're across the street or halfway around the world. You are remote to me. And the only way that we can keep everyone on the same page and everyone communicating effectively is to run all those communications through the project management tool.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
The best career decision I have made is not going back to look for another job after I got fired for the last time 12 and a half years ago. At first, I was very scared. I didn't know how I was going to fund my Starbucks habit or how I was going to pay for my kids' school or how I was going to pay my mortgage, but I knew that I did not want to build someone else's dream, and it was time for me to start building mine.
Jeff, what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I do one last check of email and text messages, Slack, WhatsApp, what have you, in order to make sure that I didn't miss anything, and then I shut down. But when I shut down, it's shut down for good. I don't open up the computer anymore. I don't open up emails on my phone, and I go back to focusing on my family.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Right now, the initiatives that I am supporting have to do with helping people start their own podcasts. So I have become passionate about turning your podcast not just into a medium for you to hear yourself talk, rather to turn it into the ultimate lead generation machine for your business.
And Jeff, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Sure. So I am a digital marketer. My main site and podcast is at jeffmendelson.com. I also produce podcast strategy and podcast episodes for others, and you can reach me there at agentsofpod.com.
Thank you, Jeff, for sharing your wisdom on ExecuPeak.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.